Honey Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to After Dusk Live. Your boy, Fetty J. It's yet another beautiful episode of the show. Glad to have you guys. Ooh, man. It's going to be a fun, this is going to be a really fun show because you really get to test, you get to do a little test today, a little game show, so to speak. I haven't done like a game show format on the show in so long. So we're going to definitely do it today. And if y'all know, like, some of you've been around for a while, or, you know, you can always listen back in the archives and check it out. You know, we've done episodes where we had, like, Battle of the Sexes and stuff. Well, you know, I'm gonna bring some game show element back and forth, or back here and there through the course of the show. And so, yeah, today will be one of those days you bring something back like that. Which today's game show is Do You Know Your Co-Host? Yeah. Yes, we'll be doing that later on the show. So y'all stay tuned for that. And basically the way it will work is, and I'll reiterate how it works again later on, but the way it works is me and Nate each have three questions that we will ask the other. It would be multiple choice. We need to get it correct. If we give the correct answer, then of course that's a point. So whoever has the most questions correct about the other gets to the loser will have to hold up a sign, taking a selfie on social media saying that blank is better than me. So, for instance, if I win, Nate has to hold up a sign saying Seti J Dusk, at Seti J Dusk is better than me. If Nate beats me, I have to hold up a sign saying at Nate _ Seduction is better than me. So that's how this is going to go. This is going to be fun. But nonetheless, you know, we still got Seduction 101 coming up for the show in Crickets of the Week. So, yeah, got jam-packed show. That being said, before I get into my business, Nay, what's good?
Nothing much. Just planning stuff and getting ready for Nay's Seduction brand launch.
Yes, I see. I've been seeing you put stuff into the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
That's what's up, man. Yep. Glad to see it. I know one thing, though. You're trying to come for me when I tell you something. Nate trying to come for me, y'all. Little old me, go do it right, and she trying to come for me. Hey, you know what I'm talking about, man.
I know.
why I gotta get all that? Why you gotta give me such a hard time?
I mean, sometimes I do.
It's not right. Well, Nate, I'm gonna say this. Like a lot of stuff that I had coming up, of course. Man, get ready for this next issue of Human Canvas, dropping in June. Man, this move I made with the spot I'm at now, as far as a few nights a week on Sundays and Fridays, our Rumors Lounge has definitely been rewarding. I've definitely been loving that. And just, man, I'm telling you, it's nothing like betting on yourself. when you were in a situation that was so comfortable and bending yourself and you seen the reward for bending yourself. Yeah, there's tough times, but there are, at the end of the day, you will be much happier because you did, because you took a chance on yourself and seen, and the overall results is what it all boils down to. And I would say, man, I'm very glad I did. Like, man.
Okay.
So, kind of give you guys the main yard of today's show. Of course, we'll be. I did say on the flyer, I did say that that it would start at 15 minutes into the show. We're gonna have the game show later on the show, but we're gonna start. But you know, I'm a tease. What can I say? What we will do first is we're gonna do our segments. You know, Seduction 101, and of course, yours truly's Crickets of the Week. So definitely got some interesting Crickets of the Week. That being said, Nate, do you have your Seduction 101 ready?
Yes, I do.
All right, man. Go ahead and hit us with today's Seduction 101.
Okay, so this Seduction 101, it's about friendships, relationships. No matter if you're in a relationship with somebody or friends with somebody, like, people need to stop taking social media to heart and assuming based off what somebody posts on social media instead of asking. That's how relationships ruin. That's how friendships ruin. If you feel some type of way about what somebody posts, just bring it to their attention instead of assuming and then making a status on social media. Because people too grown for that. We're not in middle school no more. We're not in elementary school. Ain't nobody about to be doing no middle school and elementary school type of behavior. So that's what I got to say. Like, if y'all feel some type of way about what y'all friend posts or what your spouse posts, don't just assume. It's social media. People take social media way too serious. Like that.
Yeah, a lot of people are wild.
The internet is not real. It's fake.
I say this though, Nate. Like, I can honestly say for the most part, what you see is what you get on my page. I hate getting in character. If I'm like doing like a parody or something, yeah, that's usually in character. But for the most part, what you see on my page is what you get. But my thing is this. You can't expect that everybody that's reacting to your stuff is on that same tip. I say that all the time. Like, people want to sit there and try to get fly with you on social media. Like, I hate this about text messages too, man. I hate that people assume that because you talk about something real, no matter what it is, it always comes up as if you're being angry on social media.
Right.
And sometimes you're just trying to open up discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, people take social media way too serious. I feel like it's social media. It's the internet. Like, when y'all learn not to take the internet so serious, your life will be way better.
Like, yeah, I say the biggest thing people do the most with this social media stuff, they think that it validates their coolness. That's the problem I hate the most. I won't even say them taking it serious. I'm saying, like, man, like, they think that it validates them.
Right.
And don't get us wrong, we get a lot of love on our pages, but that's not really what defines why our value. I don't care how many followers or likes are getting a post, it don't validate the value of my of me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so yeah, I just think it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just, that's just really weird to me. Like, people is too grown to just be assuming. People too grown to just be assuming based on social media. Like, we is not in high school or middle school no more. Like, I cannot clarify that anymore. Like, we are not kids. We are not 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. Don't nobody got time for the petty ass bullshit.
For real. Like, I think some, you know what it is? Some people, they view, it's like their life, they view life through a prism of, like, they still in high school. That's what it is. You exactly right.
Right.
And sometimes that's what social media, it feels like. People are just trying to live in this prism of feeling like they still in high school.
Exactly. We are not in high school, people. We are not in middle school, people. Grow the fuck up. If you got an issue with somebody, address it with that person instead of going on social media about it. Because that's how you have everybody in your business.
Exactly. Well, yeah, so I get agitated because, yeah, like a lot of people are. I that's why I don't like. I don't take people like even like people talk reach out to you as far as business wise. Sometimes I don't trust any people on social media either, and that's what I mean. Eh? Like I hate a motherfucker that gets in my inbox that's like, oh, I want to work with you, and they on that, but then when it's time to work with you, they screwing around.
Right.
Do you want to work with me or do you not want to work with me? Because my thing is this: like, you know, they obviously they see that you got a post popping, and so they like attention being on them. So now they want to come and hit you up. I don't have time for that.
Right.
So yeah, so that's pretty much what I gotta say about the social media. So I get tired of some of these people.
No, for real, like for real, I'm so tired of social media.
Yeah, like get a fucking grip over yourselves, man. Well, yes, nonetheless, is that for Seduction 101?
Yes, that's Seduction 101. Stop crying
right,
on social media about shit when you get into it with your spouse and your friends. Please stop. That shit is annoying.
For real.
And stop always bashing y'all baby daddy on the internet. Y'all the ones that slept with that
man.
Nigga. Y'all stop bashing y'all baby daddy.
Nate, how you gonna say? Come on, man. Now you said you was done, but you let that slip and not talk about that. Come on, Nate.
Oh yeah, I had to
let that one slip
out
by.
There. Stop bashing y'all baby.
You let
daddy.
That one slip by. Yeah, well, you know what? We gonna get on it. We ain't letting these dudes out the hook either, Nate. Stop bashing your baby mama on the book too,
because
they do it too.
That's shit is annoying.
Oh my God. And okay, why were you talking about stop taking social media serious? I don't know how me and you both forgot this. Can y'all please stop walking around taking these pictures of y'all showing off money, and then you all are the same person always begging for money. The fuck out of here. So yeah, they just be, I don't be getting that shit. Like, just really be on some stuff to where they be just sit there and, I see these people, they take these pictures of, they hold all this money up. Like, what is that supposed to mean? And then here's my thing. You ain't gotta be dressed up like you going to the prom, but shit, if you hold up all this money and you got on a dingy-ass shirt and some dingy-ass pants and shit, but then you got these fresh J's on, something not adding up. So you spent the money on the shoes, but you forgot the rest of the outfit?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm going to keep it real. I ain't got to sit here in front for the book. When y'all see this shit I be wearing, I bargain shop. I don't care what you guys say. Either bargain shop or I support an independent brand. And sometimes I do go support the bigger brands too. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like because I'm in the public eye so much and a personality and all that stuff, I be like, whatever I have on is me being a brand ambassador. So I'm going to do just that. I'm going to be a brand ambassador. So shoot, the other day, I had on this outfit the other day, and the girl was like, "Ooh, you look as smooth as hell." I said, "Shit, I spent $10 on this shirt." They say clothes don't make the man makes the clothes. But y'all want to cap so much of social media. See, she didn't got started. All right, well, that being said, I got some crickets of the week for you guys. So let me sign up on crickets. Okay, cricket of the week number one is a funny one. Okay, ladies, listen to me. Listen to me. Clearly listen to me, okay? I'm trying to keep it real but say it nicely. When you go into the club, I'm all about you being sexy. You know, I ain't one of them guys that be telling you how much to wear and not to wear. But, man, there is a line. And this is a guy that, you know, I'm pretty open. But there is a line. So, let me tell you where my career of the week is going to. So, Nate, I saw this girl at at the club, and I've seen her two times. And the two times I've seen her, I've had a huge shaking my head moment. How are you going to come to the regular club in a whole stripper outfit?
Ghetto. Very much ghetto.
So let me break down. And the thing is, they progressively got worse. So the first time she had one, it was covered up a little bit, but it had a little strip. It was a stripper outfit, but it was a little more covered up. I mean, I guess you can semi get away with it, I guess, but not. But it's still, I know a stripper outfit when I see it. But at least it was decent. The second time I saw her, she came, I was like, what the hell? She came to the club in a fishnet outfit, No bra on. No pay. Let me make this clear. That no, it was no bra and no pasties on. So she had no pasties on it either. She was. She had her nipples out. All that. I know women free the nipples. I know we talking about that, but just rock me for a second here. And then, nay, she had on a teabag. Now, for those who don't know what the hell a teabag is, because I know a lot of people are like, yo, that's that strip club lingo. That's basically one of them stripper thongs, a G-string, so to speak.
Oh, wow.
This girl had a whole, she came in a G-string in a, like a fishnet dress and no bra.
That's very ghetto.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, what is going on? I just don't know what's going on. Like, that is so cricket of the week or word. Like, good Lord.
Yeah, that's very ghetto.
And it's not no body shaming or whatever. Like, no, that's real shit. Like, you mean, you're not even trying. Like, if you're in a strip club, that's one thing, but you're not in a strip club. You're in the regular club. Now, I know, like, girls be dancing in tight dresses, and they don't be wearing panties and some of that. That's not the same to me. To me, that's not the same because you created some imagine. Even some stuff that's revealing, like you having a bikini on or some of that, that works to me. But you, cameraman, you practically naked. Like, it's butt-ass naked.
Very much.
You just, like, uh-huh.
I said, very much ghetto.
Yes. I'm going to send you a picture. Yes, I have a picture. I'm going to send Nay's picture. Nay, I'll send it to you. You try not to laugh too hard. So, yes, I'm digging in there now. I didn't think I was going to send you the picture, otherwise I would have had it. But I gotta send it to you. Like what? It was like, what the hell? So yeah. So hold on. I'm getting it to you. Hold on. Oh, I had to look for the page. I was like, which one was it? Okay, so here we go. Nay, I'm about to send you the picture. Try not to laugh too hard, Nay. Try not to laugh too hard.
Okay.
Because it's definitely going to be a hot mess. Just don't say I didn't warn you. All right, Nay has received the picture.
I'm still waiting to get it.
Oh man.
You sent it through text. Let me see.
Yep, I sent it to you in the text.
Ew. She looked like a roach. She looked like a roach. She looked like a bed bug. She looked like a She looked like a bed bug. Ew. What in the ghetto? Oh, heck, you know. Yeah, she looked real, very much ghetto.
Yeah. It was, like, weird because the dichotomy of most of the females in there was, like, night and day.
Yeah, she looked
like, if you would saw the other females in there, that would have been, that's not representative of the females that was in there. I know. Let it marinate, Nate. Let it marinate.
Very much ghetto.
Because, I mean, my description, did my description do it justice?
Very much ghetto.
Nate, she didn't like a roach. She looked like a cricket.
She looked like a bear bird.
You see how we did this? It has to work for the brain. Seems like a cricket.
Yeah, pretty looking.
Oh, man. Yeah, she was just doing too much. Yeah. I don't know who told her to do that. But they wild for that.
Yeah, she looked a hot mess.
Now, I know you're wondering why I have that. Like, so I take pictures in the club. So, but what I do is send people their pictures too. So that's how I had that picture. It's like, oh yeah. If this comes up the Crickets of the Week, I'm sure I'm sending it to Nate so she can see. I will not dare post it on. I'm not going to dare post it on social media. It's not happening.
Hot mess. A hot.
Boiling. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So yes.
That you should have told that girl to go her ass home. Cause what the hell?
What can I do? Like, she already paid the door girl. She got past the security in the door girl. What can I do at the finale point?
Ma'am, what the hell is you doing?
Me and the DJ looked at each other and said, who let her in here like this?
Exactly, because that's a hard-ass name. Yeah. Sis need to do better.
Yep, so that's
her
what we had to deal with.
For letting her come out the house like that.
Right. She you know she had friends with her?
I'm just saying, if she did, they bogus.
She did. That's the crazy part. And they was egging her on.
Oh, nah. They probably
I'll get
some
new
roaches.
Friends tomorrow.
Yeah. They probably some roaches, too. They probably don't know nobody just like her.
They was dressed, but they was dressed accordingly. That's the funny part, Nate. How are you going to come dressed accordingly? You're not going to let your friend, and you're going to let your friend come out like that. That you know what that is? That's the conversation go, girl, you do you. She, and somebody going to have a problem, but girl, you do you. That's the girl, you do you.
Yeah, that's a hot mess.
Yeah, I was trying to prepare you for what was getting ready to happen.
Very much goofy activity.
That's my cricket of the week. I don't think I can top that for the week. I think that's pretty much good. It can't be top. I had other ones, but that can't be top. I think that does it.
Hotness.
Okay, so yes, that's this week's cricket of the week. Yes. May is funny, man. Okay, so y'all, we are going to go into our special game show, and we're gonna go ahead and go to a quick song break, and then when we come up that song break, we will do our game show. Do you know your co-host?
Bitch, showing y'all the truth, little nigga. Versace in my boots, little nigga. Winning by me a cool blood nigga. Hey, I had to slash on them. I had to take me a money bath on them. New Jag on them. I don't care what the paper tags. I know they mad, I don't give a fuck. Running up a check out of living plush. Gotta strap it up with every bitch I fuck. Cause they know a nigga out here living just like a young rich nigga. Them bitches go crazy over a young rich nigga. Pull out my Louis boots on them. I got the juice on them. I got the bitches like Uncle Luke though. I know they mad, I don't give a fuck. Running up a check out of living plus. And these pussy niggas wanna give me thugs. Cause they know a nigga out here living just what? Like a young rich nigga. Them bitches go crazy over a young rich nigga. Tell my mama we made it, now I'm a young rich nigga.
Welcome back at Once a Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and your girl.
Nice for Dust Time.
Yeah, that was Young Rich Nigga by KT the Show Off. That was a funny interview. That interview was hilarious. Man, I'll say this. We have had some really good interviews this season thus far. Everybody.
Right, absolutely.
I need y'all to be on it. Whatever energy that we on this season, I need y'all to be on that energy the entire season. I need every guest to be like our guest this year. We've had some great guests, man. The photographers we had Coach D from Code 31 Media. We had KT show up. Yes, we want the entire season to be on that same energy all season long. I don't ask so much. But yes, it's that time, y'all. It's time for your new favorite game show you didn't know you needed in life, but you got it. It is time for Do You Know Your Co-Host? And no, we're not gonna play the Jeopardy theme song, because why should we do that? Yeah. Got our own little game show music. So yes, that'd be when you're thinking music. So yes, I want to again remind you guys how this is going to go. So me and they each have three questions, multiple choice questions, and one has to figure out. We have to each figure out the answer to each multiple choice question. Whoever is the show with the most correct will be crowned the best co-host. And basically, the best co-host means you know your co-host more. And I'm gonna let you guys in on a little secret. Some of this stuff may not even been told before, but because her knowing me, she will know what type of answer I would have been me. So yes. So yes, I got my three questions ready. Oh man, God, what are you gonna throw at me? Okay, so I got my three questions ready. You got your three questions ready, man?
Yep.
Okay, so I got, there's four choices for each of these questions. I'm gonna start with one, and then you go to. So we're gonna do like however you. We're gonna go back and forth. I ask you a question. then you ask a question, then I ask a question, then you ask a question, then I ask a question, then you ask a question. All right, so question number one. Which superheroes did my brother and I dress up as when we lived in New Jersey? Would it be option A? Yes. Would it be option? I know. See, look, this is why I said, look, the questions seem simple but a little bit hard. Would it be option A, Power Rangers? Option B, Batman and Robin? Option C, the Hulk and Captain America? Or option D, the Ninja Turtles?
I'll say Batman and Robin.
That's your final answer?
Yep.
Boo, you suck! That means you got it wrong. The boo you suck means you got it wrong. It would be option D, Ninja Turtles. Matter of fact, I can give you guys a little behind the scenes story. Let you know why that's my answer. So when we were little kids, we were into a lot of superheroes, but in this particular point in time, when we stayed in New Jersey, which, that's where I was born. And we moved to Texas, and then we were back and forth to New Jersey for a while. But we eventually stayed in Texas all the way. Me and my brother were into Ninja Turtles really hard. Our mom would take us to see the movies. She bought us the Ninja Turtles lunchbox. We had Ninja Turtles action figures. I even had this Ninja Turtles umbrella. Now, when we moved to Texas, I left my Ninja Turtles umbrella, and I was so devastated behind it. That was that's one of the memories that I was thinking in my head is losing my Ninja Turtles umbrella and leaving it in New Jersey. So, yes, that is the answer. Again, the answer is Ninja Turtles, and that gives you a little behind the scenes why we were so into Ninja Turtles. So far, Nate has 1X. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Nate,
okay.
Your turn.
Okay. Question for you. What is my favorite alcohol? What is my favorite drink? From the beach, 2 Patron and Sprite, 3 Hennessy and Coke, option 4, margaritas.
Oh, I know the answer. I've seen all the drinks before. What makes me so mad about this question is I would know the answer because I've seen you drink. And I've seen you talk about post-drinking. Oh, my God. I'm so mad. Okay, I'm probably going to be wrong, but I'm going to say Hennessy and Coke.
Nope, it's Daytona Beach.
Man, okay, you know what? I'm mad. I thought that was too obvious. I like Nate Seduction, Sex on the Beach. Come on, man. That's low-hanging fruit. I thought that was too easy to say Sex on the Beach. Damn it. That question threw me off because I was like, they Seduction, Sex on the Beach. Wow. Okay, good one, Nate. You slid that one by me because I promise my first answer by him was Sex on the Beach, but it sounded too obvious. Damn it. Oh, I thought I was going to it was a trick question. Oh, my God. So bad. Damn it. Now I got to really work hard. Okay. All right, here we go. Question number 2. What is my favorite dessert? Is it A, cheesecake, let me go back to the top as well. What is my most favorite dessert? A, cheesecake. B, red velvet cake. C, sweet potato pie. Or D, cookies and cream ice cream.
Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie is your final answer.
Yep.
And I forgot to do this myself,
you
too, my bad.
You suck.
You look like you love sweet potato pie, though.
I said, see, this is a trick question. It says my most favorite. I love all four of those. But if you know me, you know my most favorite dessert is cheesecake. So much that most of my birthdays of my like teenager and adult, I get cheesecake as my birthday cake. That's how serious it is. So, yes, Nate, that would be the answer. Sorry, you got another one wrong.
Okay.
Nay, your turn.
Okay, this question is, how many siblings do I have? A, 5. B, 10. C, 12. Which one? A, B, or C?
Okay. Oh, I'm going to think you'd be going on that. Okay, so I know you have a sister graduating, little sister. I know you at least have a big brother. You brought him up before. I'm going to say option A.
What was option A? 5?
Yeah.
I am wrong.
Ooh, you suck.
It's
damn it.
10.
Okay, what's the answer?
It's 10.
10, okay. You snuck that one by me. I know about at least 3 of them. But, okay. All right, Nate, I see what you're doing here. Okay, all right. I see the game we're playing here. You're trying to keep us neck and neck. All right, so right now it's a matter of each of us trying to. If one person gets his right and the other one gets it wrong, it's an automatic win for the other person. If we both get it wrong, then we're gonna have to think of something else to break the tiebreaker. All right, so here we go. My final question for you, Nate, is, now this one is very personal, but, you know, I said let's throw something fun in there. And with the spirit of the show, y'all know we're a very raw show, so I'm going to get into one that's pretty tough. And I may have answered this on the show before, so there you go. This is the one where if you paid into the show, I've answered this question a few different times. When did I lose my virginity? Would it be option A, 16, option B, 20, option C, 18, or option D, 15? That's your final answer.
Yeah, that's my final answer.
you suck.
Oh, May, I'm sorry to tell you. You got it wrong.
Which
now, it would be option B, 20. I did not,
yeah,
so. Yeah, I know, I know. Now, I did get ahead before, I did get ahead before 20, but I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20, until I was 20. It was when I was in college. Yes, that's when I lost my virginity.
Wow, you was a little
bit. Now, crazy thing is, I had a close call at 16, but no, I didn't actually lose it to 20.
Okay.
Yeah, 'cause, yeah, 16, I was like, I almost had a close call, and it was like, whoa.
I don't think 20 was an option, but.
Yeah, it was. It was option B. I said A, 16, B, 20, C, 18, D, 15. Uh-huh. Don't try to play me.
Are you ready?
Oh, no. This is going to be hard now. You're going to make it really hard. I know that you're going to make it really hard. I hate this. Okay. Hit me, Nate.
All right. Who is my most favorite singer? My most favorite singer.
Oh, you hit me like I said with the dessert one. That's I like how you play here. Okay, go ahead.
Option one, Trey Songz. Option two, August Alsina. Option three, Chris Brown. Option four, Bryson Tiller. Which one? One, two, three, or four?
Man, it's a tough one. Okay. This is a tough one because Nay on the show has showed her love for all four of these people at some point in time. And you're going to tell me which one's the most.
The most.
Okay, I got the answer. I'm going to say, you said most. Again, you said most. Yes. Favorite is going to be Chris Brown. Trey Songz, you love some Trey Songz, but as far as musically, you love Chris Brown most.
That's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Nope, it's Trey Songz.
No. That's 2 times I had the obvious answer in my head, and I didn't trust it because it's Trey.
I've been a Trey Songz fan.
I'm like, no way. You talk
I've
about
Trey
Songz heavy on this show.
Brave.
Yeah, you talk about Trey Songz heavy on here, but you talk about Arkansas City just as hard. So I was like, but you do talk about Chris Brown as well. I've seen you talk about the post, but yeah. Trey Songz, I wish I should have known because when I said I met Trey Songz, the way you acted when I told you I met Trey Songz, damn it. Oh, my God. It's an obvious answer. Oh, my God. I'm so mad. I knew that. I knew the answer was too obvious, too. What the fuck? Oh, you're killing me. Okay. All right, we going to the bonus round. F it. We going to the bonus round. Let's see. How can we rectify this? All right, so this question, you only get two options. There is no several multiple choice. It's either option A or option B. Okay. And what year did I start Life After Dusk Live? Was it?
What year?
Yes. Was it 2010? A. Or 2009 B?
Just 1 second.
Oh, no, that's the way you can find out, too. Uh-uh. Don't be taking all day. Don't be taking all day, Nate.
What?
Don't be taking all day. So I just want to take it. That's the way you can find out. I don't like the way the game you're playing.
2010
is your final answer.
Yep.
Boo, you suck.
Man,
dang,
I'm sorry.
I did the math wrong. I did the math wrong in my head.
I started the show on March 24th, 2009.
I did my math wrong in my head.
It was the year. It was the same year that I had to deal with. I had to deal with. Not the father situation that led into 2010. I started my radio show the same year, and shoot, the rest is history. So yes. All right, Nate.
All right.
What you got? What you got?
All right. What was my favorite TV show as a kid?
Ooh.
Option A, There's No Raven. Option 2, Powerpuff Girls. Option 3, Dragon Scales. Option 4, Cal U.
Well, you look like something out of Dragon Tales. you gonna get me for that. You look like Cassie. So,
girl,
I mean, it can be Dragon Hill.
Please go to him.
It was Dragon Tales, Powerpuff Girls.
The Proud Family or Cal U?
This is actually a tough one. As a child. Okay, I have an answer. I have an answer. It's Proud Family.
Nope, it was Caillou.
Caillou? Yeah, that is a hard one. I didn't think you was a Caillou type person. Like, yeah, people
God,
watch Caillou to be. People watch Caillou to be funny. Oh, I'm wrong sound effect. I'm going to press this.
You suck.
Damn it. Okay, another tiebreaker. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's see. Okay, here we go. My question, what is the play, which came first, the radio show or the magazine?
The magazine made you go into the radio show.
No. Oh, my God. I thought I got through a softball to you. I tried to throw you a softball. No, the magazine, the magazine is what I wanted to do. Oh, what did you get? Boo, you suck first.
Boo, you suck.
The magazine is what I wanted to do when I was since being in high school. But the radio show came first because I started the radio show in 2009. I started the magazine 2013. So, yes, it would be the magazine was second because this year would be the 8th anniversary of the magazine. So, yes, the magazine came second.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Last chance, y'all. Last chance.
Last chance. Let me come up with a good question.
Damn it. Don't do this to me. No more fucking obvious answer shit. Two questions. I could have one of those right, but I didn't want to trust my gut.
Okay. Okay. At what age did I move to Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to guess the age?
One.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Option one, 16. Option two, 18. Option three, 20.
It's not 16. I can subtract that from there. It's between 18 and 20. So
which
let's
one?
See. I'm going to say 20.
And I moved to Indianapolis when I was 16, 3 months before my 17th birthday.
What?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought she was still in Gary at the time. That's why I was like, okay.
No, sir.
Oh, my. So you ain't been in Gary in on that long. Goodness.
Yep.
Didn't realize that.
Yep.
Wow. All right, fuck this. All right, quick, lightning round. After this, you get one more chance. Lightning round. You got it. You
got
five. You got
it. That was the final round.
Perfect. Okay, well, I guess it's a tie. Both of us suck. Neither one of us know about the other. No, we know a lot. But that's the name of the game. We both
but
suck.
It was a learning opportunity.
It was a learning opportunity.
It was a learning opportunity. So it was still a fun game.
It was a fun game.
Very interesting.
Oh, okay. That's what the hell. If I was asking a question, my question would have been, who was my second favorite co-host? Would it have been T, Chelsea, or Taryn?
I think Chelsea.
No, it would have to be Taryn. It had to be Taryn. Taryn was my second longest running co-host. I want to say, I think Taryn was my second running. Behind you, she was one of the first co-hosts I had when I saw her first having co-hosts. It was her and girl Kiss the Diva. And me and Taryn was I never met Taryn. You're the only, that's why I like this dichotomy, why you're the top. First of all, you kind of, I feel like you went through more of an effort of knowing.
Okay.
And we've met each other, now, although Chelsea stayed, see, the trick is Chelsea stayed here, so that's a misconception of, Chelsea, I'm cool with Chelsea, but as a co-host, I feel like sometimes she was absent. Yes, and I say that because I feel like it takes people some time to get into their groove. And when Chelsea's in her groove, she's in her groove. But if stuff is going on, it's like you lose Chelsea. And so I would say, because all my other co-hosts besides Chelsea were out of town, and if you don't count my siblings, were out of town people, and you were the first person that I had to out of town co-hosts who I actually met. I never met Karen. I never met Kiff. I never met Key. You're the only one that I actually met.
Period. That's why.
Hey, when I met you, wasn't
here.
Even in my own city.
This is that's why I'm the one that feels here. How about that?
No, but I would say this because I mean, as we as it kind of calls out on the title. I mean, on the title for today. You know, although it was a game, it was a fun game of do you know your calls, I would say the reason why you're here is because you choose to be here. And the fact that you choose to be here is what is key. It's not that you forced to be here. You want to be here. And you and the thing is, your passion of wanting to be here has not dwindled. It's only gotten stronger.
Right. Because honestly, it's fun being a co-host. Like, I get to show people my personality and who I am. That's why I decided to do it. Because I wanted people to see another side of me that they don't get to see.
Right, but here's the thing. You can do that anywhere, but you choose to do it here with me.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. You can do, like, you can do that anywhere, but you do it here with me. And it means, I mean, I can't stress enough. I y'all get tired of me bigger than name, but it is what it is. Like, Nay's one of those people that has really supported me. And y'all, man, some people that's been long-time listeners of the show, they used to always have this little thing where they talked about, man, say you change your co-host again? And you change and go through co-hosts like going through draws. Because they just weren't wasn't in it hard. Like I would say Taryn was a busy piece, but then after a while it was like it's like what I would say is that hurts so hard is like, and it wasn't even any bad blood. That's what killed me. No bad blood. But I don't even talk to these people like that. They don't, besides Chelsea, I would say my past co-hosts don't check on me like that. It just kind of just fell to the wayside. And I feel like that's one thing that I wish was better. Like, just because you're not my co-host anymore doesn't mean that it doesn't matter, like, you don't matter. And that doesn't mean that, and vice versa, that I don't matter. Because on this show, we share a lot of intimate parts of ourselves. This ain't like, it was kind of going back to Nay's point earlier in the show. This ain't social media. I'm giving you guys myself. And so I'm thinking, so you would think you're spending all this time giving yourself with this other person every time on the show for the world, and you would think that would connect, but it just didn't. And I wish it was better. And sometimes it's like I hate because I feel like one of the things that pissed me off so much is it's like we don't stay like. I say the thing that hurts the most about me and you is we don't stay by each other. So I feel like if we stay y'all think we smash now, it'd be crazy because the other opportunities we could do with that energy because we stay by each other. Like it would be a fucking game set match for a lot of y'all.
Right.
And it's crazy. I see some of these shows. I hear y'all be having y'all people right there with y'all all the time, and y'all take it for granted. And me and Nay do way more. We do way more than what a lot of people doing, and we not even in this. Like before, a lot of y'all start doing all these Zoom meetings and remote. We are the original remote people. We've been doing shows. For long distance from each other, since its inception. So this ain't nothing new to us. So, yeah, so.
Facts.
That's what I got to say about that. I'm off my wrenching mode for the night. Nate, you got anything else you want to say before we go?
Stay tuned for Nate's production brand launch this year, November 16th. We are launching, so stay tuned for that. I've been dropping some pictures of our products so y'all can see what's coming. So stay tuned.
Yes, yes. And, of course, y'all keep up with me. I'll be feeding DF Dub Fridays, Sundays. Come check me out over at Rumors Lounge. Yes. You never know. You'll see some great people in there, but sometimes you might see a little bit of high mess. But it's okay. Because then what fun would it be? There's not a little bit of high mess. So come ahead. You're going to have a good time. Come out. I take pictures there, so you can come over and get some pictures. Paparazzi. Yeah, and then, of course, support Laser Focus Photos. Support Human Cameras Magazine. Oh, I got just a big note. So the Dust Spot has made a big update. The Dust Spot does not have its own Instagram anymore. It's now shared with the Human Cameras page because now Human Cameras Magazine, which has kind of pretty much been the case anyway, is powering the magazine, which kind of alludes back to Nate's answer earlier. In this case, the magazine is this synergy that it's a key part that runs the Dust Spot. So it's basically now you'll see, like, when you go to Dust Spot, you'll see Powered by Human Cameras Mag, because hell, that's the main brand that runs that is the reason why the glue was together. So definitely check it out. We still have, so dustspot.com is still up. You still be a part of it if you're in the industry. And then you just go to Human Cameras Mag for everything. Dust Spot Radio, the Dust Spot in Human Cameras Mag related. New brand, follow my trends. That's the new page, so follow that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I had to make sure I made that update. That being said, everybody, we're going to close on that. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a
Nay or you, there is
you
a way.
Is a way. Y'all tune in to an episode of Life with Us Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what's that public service announcement we give everybody every hump day?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all. We out. Peace.